Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sir Elton bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My website is sites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Bonnie Lo Kramen. She's the co-founder of the Professional Association New York Celebrity Assistants, former personal assistant to Olympia Dukakis and Louis Zurich, and she's the author of the outstanding book, probably first of its kind, maybe still one of a kind, Be the Ultimate Assistant. And she spent a lot of years honing her skills and decided that other folks needed to know about it. And Bonnie, we're glad you did that. Well, thanks again for staying with us on the show. Tell us what's going on today. What do you guys got happening today? It's International Professional Assistance Day.
Right. It's a big week. It's about acknowledging and celebrating administrative professionals all over the world. And, in this last 3 years since I left Olympia, I've been very fortunate. I've been traveling not only throughout the United States and based in New Jersey, but I've been going all over. And then I was invited to speak in Paris and London and even Dubai. So I'm now connected with assistants all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've come to, Jim, and I'm absolutely clear on, is that the issue of speaking up is the number one challenge in the workplace. That's what I'm seeing, that there's a lot of fear in the workplace still. You know, it's a great time to be in the workplace, and it's a wonderful time to be an assistant, but there's never been a more complicated time to be an assistant than right now. And so,
what do you think is being held back right now?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
What do you think is being held back? When you obviously you believe that there's not enough open and honest and candid conversation.
Right.
What's holding us back? Is it political correctness?
Fear.
Fear. Fear of what?
Fear. You know, assistants are afraid of the big one is if I speak up, I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job.
Yeah.
Or they're afraid of not being right, you know, being mm-hmm. wrong. And then sometimes they're afraid of being
wrong.
You
know, the really good managers, the really good executives I know would come near firing their assistant if they didn't tell them the truth, if they didn't speak up and nail them if they needed
to
be nailed.
Well, that's the best assistants, but unfortunately, Jim, what I'm telling you is that those are the exception and not the rule.
The executive is the assistant. I mean, is the exception.
Yeah, that encourage
yeah.
their assistants to tell them what's on their mind. And we agreed before that that people will say things to assistants that they would never say to their managers. So it's really important to have
a respectful,
productive dialogue. It's important to have these conversations. And you know what I've come to is that it's through a lack of training. No one trains us to have these tough conversations. And you know as well as I do, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when conflict is going to arise in the workplace.
Yeah. Well, so don't you think, though, that it takes a little bit of time? You can't roll into a job and the first 6 months speak truth to power. I mean, you've got to, your boss has got to be comfortable with where you're coming from when you're giving them this information, don't you think?
Yeah, well, there's a trust
level. Don't you have to earn that first?
Well, from the very beginning, though, from the very interview, it could be, you know, an assistant is being paid to do a job, but she's also paid to share what she sees and knows.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to ask the question, you know, when I see something that I think you need to know, how do you want me to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to tell you? And then inevitably, the best managers will say, "Of course, I want you to tell me."
Right.
And so it's not just the information; it's how they're presenting it.
And
but
I don't,
we all need training.
And I don't know whether I've done it yet, but I know you just did it. And I'm going to call both of us on the carpet on this. This is not a vertically female profession.
Well, This you happens said, to be one of those professions that is very dominated.
It's heavily dominated, but it's not all professional assistants are not female.
No, but it is 95% to 98% female.
Is it that high?
Just did a Be the Ultimate Assistant workshop this past weekend in New York City.
Why do you think that is?
Why?
Is that interesting? Is that interesting to you? Is that stat interesting to you?
Well, you know, to me, it's the elephant in the room, is that we cannot separate the issues in the workplace from the fact that the profession is so dominated by females, because there's a way in which females operate in the workplace. It just is. You know, the book Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg is terrific and speaks to that. So I'm just stating the reality, and there are some terrific men in the positions, but because it is so traditionally female, I think it's there. It's more and more men are entering the profession.
But it's a fascinating stat, isn't it?
It is a fascinating stat, and I have a chapter in my book called Gender in the Workplace, and it's part of the reason why, Jim, earlier this month, I launched SpeakUpPledge.com.
All right.
I knew that in the workshops and the presentations that we were talking about the need to speak up, and it always generates a lot of conversation.
Right.
Because what I've found is that it's not only assistants who are reluctant to speak up to their managers. Managers also are reluctant to speak to their assistants about conflicts and about, you know, just tricky issues. And it's because they've never really been taught how to do that. And if you're not taught, no one likes conflict.
Right.
No one likes to confront difficult situations.
Bonnie, I've got to write. Is it speakuppledge.com? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Speakuppledge.com. What is your website, quickly, Bonnie?
Mine is BonnieLowCraman.com,
right.
And then there's SpeakUpPledge.com.
All right, so check that out. Bonnie, come back. Will you come back another day?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.